This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 37 for Monday, August 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is up to begin the week, while comparable oils were showing mostly positive sentiment. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are higher, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. Crude oil is up slightly due to new economic stimuli in China and fears of further monetary tightening in Europe and the United States. The Canadian dollar is up 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Statistics Canada will release its first model-based principal field crop supply-demand estimates for 2023-24 on Tuesday. Temperatures are in the high 20 and low 30 degrees Celsius across the prairies with little precipitation. The November canola contract is up $8 per ton at $819.30. In the U.S., corn is up while soybeans are higher by double digits. Wheat is currently in the red. Dry and hot weather is in the forecast for much of the U.S. Corn Belt and parts of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks, which is expected to support corn and soybean prices. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour estimated the average yield for the U.S. corn crop at 172 bushels per acre, compared to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's forecast of 175.1. Production was estimated at 14.96 billion bushels, compared to the USDA estimate of 15.11 billion. The Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission reported that spec traders had a net short position for corn at 106,135 contracts as of August 22nd, 33,000 more than the previous week. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projected Argentina's planted corn area will increase 3% to 7.3 million hectares, while El Niño is expected to bring rain and alleviate drought in late 2023 and early 2024. The December corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.94. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour estimated the average U.S. soybean yield at 49.7 bushels per acre, compared to the USDA's projection of 50.9. Production was pegged at 4.11 billion bushels, 95 million less than the USDA's estimate. Spec traders had a net long of 58,200 contracts for soybeans on August 22nd, according to the Commitment of Traders report, 7,500 contracts more than the previous week. The November soybean contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.05. A vessel transporting steel to Africa passed safely through Ukraine on the Black Sea on Sunday, but Russia says a new grain shipping corridor is not in the cards. There are reports that Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week. The trade estimate for Canadian wheat production prior to Tuesday's Dacan report is 30.4 million tons, compared to the USDA estimate of 33 million. Chicago wheat was at its strongest net short position in 2 months on August 22nd at 70,900 contracts, according to the Commitment of Traders report. Kansas City hard red wheat is net short for the first time since May at nearly 6,000 contracts, while Minneapolis spring wheat's net short position was extended to 6,200 contracts. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.16. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.52. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.97. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, August 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.